It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Demand, well, yes. It's not the demand for raw cotton, however. It's the demand pressure on money managers to find profitable trades that have driven speculative fund money to the agricultural commodity pits in search of profits. Now, the grain complex, and particularly oil seeds, have been on a bit of a tear, and that action has brought money back to all the ag commodity pits, and money managers have exited the money market, and these hedge funds have money that they need to find a big payoff, so they're betting on the futures market. And again, they're more in grains, but they certainly have come to cotton this past week. Open interest in cotton has surged, along with trading volume, a clear signal that new money has come to the cotton ring. Open interest exploded during May, and fund managers are looking to continue their purchases. Nevertheless, a bit of a cold rag here. The rally is destined to fail, as market fundamentals are just simply too bearish for a successful rally at this time. The 5 cent, 60 to 65 cent trading range is going to hold, yet a little bleeding on either side of that market, those market prices could occur. Growers should look at this rally as a pricing opportunity for at least a third of their crop. Mills encouraged to hold the line, nevertheless, but began fixing prices on many moves back down to 62 cents. As discussed earlier, the May supply-demand report implied that USDA viewed the 2016 crop as to present a market price between futures price between 52 and 72 cents a pound. Thus, with the market sitting in at the middle of that level and near the prior year's average price, market participants should take action on price moves away from that average. In other words, if we can get back up above 63 cents in deck, and we are, and if we approach 65 cents in deck, growers should become more and more active in pricing new crop. The fund longs are going to continue to look at the cotton market for additional speculative investments, and will add additional funds as even as the market goes down to somewhere around 62 cents. Yet the 65, 66 cent price resistance line appears to be very firm, and I think it's going to keep prices on the defensive until Mother Nature lets up a little bit. Mother Nature has kept the drought map extremely busy in India and has altered some planting plans there. However, the vast majority of plantings are yet to begin there, and some are on hold waiting the soon-to-be but promised a late arrival monsoon. I remind you that India is coming off of a 100-year drought affecting cotton plantings in 2015, and that drought's not been broken, but every one of the long-range weather forecast folks tell us the monsoon season is anywhere from expected to be normal to marginally late. So we would probably look for another month to 5 weeks at that very closely as it begins to develop more and more. And also, let's just say there's every evidence to suggest that at least what the crop folks in China tell us that they're off to a very poor start. Their planting conditions, they lost a good bit of acreage, and yet China still has to have some high-quality cotton to mix with the low quality they have. So that's why they're still in the U.S. market. I would anticipate that they would remain there for the rest of the year. So USDA again told us that futures would average between 52 and 72 cents a pound, and we're right in the middle right now.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.